We're growing. Business has been really good. We've been pretty blessed through this pandemic.
Yeah, and it's, let's face it, it's tough business, isn't it?
Yeah, the restaurant business is tough all the way around.
Yeah.
And we've been growing through all of the bad stuff. And Jackson has really supported us in ways that we couldn't even imagine. They come through sometime and where you would think it would be slow, and it's just cruising right along. I mean, we could tell that it was, when the pandemic hit, that it did decrease a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, business has been very good for us. We've been extremely blessed. Yes.
I know when I talked to you yesterday, you had about 5 seconds.
Yes. So when you called me, you said, can you be on at 7:30 in the morning? And I had like 7 cars in the drive-thru,
yeah.
A few orders on the counter. The phone was ringing. It just was not a good time. And then as soon as I got a 2-second break, I called you right back.
How's the move been for you, Larry?
The move has been good. You know, the people have been real receptive to our move, and we are getting ready to add something else to the agenda down at Pryor's.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Big announcement today?
It's a big announcement. We're shooting for the 1st of May doing hand-dipped ice cream.
All right.
Yes. I've been doing some tasting around Cedar Crest, end up out of our Grand Rapids, end up having the best ice cream for us. A little more pricey, but mm-hmm. we want to have the good stuff. So, but they probably will see the flags go up, with the hand up signs. They'll probably see it before May, but we're shooting for the 1st of May. It'll be closer to the end of April.
I'll take that job if you need somebody tasting ice cream.
Yes, it is delicious, and we're excited about the growth. We've been doing pretty good.
How do you describe your menu?
Our menu, bar none, is better than most. I'm not trying to brag too much, but
go ahead.
We have
you can brag.
We have a lot of things on the menu, but like our top sellers is the catfish, the rib chips, the Philly cheesesteak, and our conies. And when I talked to you earlier, you said you were more inclined to go with a chili dog.
Yeah.
And I said, we have the best chili dog as well, so you can come by and give that baby a try.
I'm going to absolutely take you up on that, no doubt. And you've got stuff for the kids, too.
Oh, yeah. We have a kids' meal. We have hamburgers, chicken strips. And it's right, if they look online, Google it, Pryor's BBQ House, and they'll see the kids' menu, and it comes with a fruit punch juice. Yep. So we have pretty much all of our bases covered.
I know. Do you get a lot of calls,
That is what we prefer.
Mm-hmm.
If you call in.
Get it ready?
Yeah. If you call in, most orders are 10 to 15 minutes. That we can have it ready, when you pull up to the window. And then if you just happen to have an order that's really large, I might have you pull into 1, 2, or 3 while we get it, and then we bring your order out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it's set up, it's been really nice, and we've worked it in where everybody is on one accord, and the customers seem to like the balance.
You have a brunch on the weekends.
Yes. Now, we're going to keep the sausage, egg, and cheese sandwiches, the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, but the biscuits and gravy, sorry, we're going to drop that for now.
Okay.
We got a few people that come and get it, but since we're adding the ice cream, we had to eliminate a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that we could accommodate everything.
Why that ice cream decision?
The ice cream is a decision. I bought flags to put out in front of. I wanted to do it 2 years ago when we first opened, but we weren't ready yet. So now we're staffed right that we can accommodate it. And the ice cream is something I think is going to grow our business to another level. Because right down on Prospect, next to Welcome's Pharmacy, when I was growing up, there was a Tasty Freeze.
Yeah.
And that was years ago. I'm pretty sure it's got to be over 40 years that it hasn't been here. And so since it's nothing like that in this our area, I said, I'm going to add that. But I just wanted to make sure the timing was right when we done it.
Jackson likes to go out and eat, don't they?
Man. And Jackson is one of the premier places for ice cream as well. Because I know, I don't know if his son took it over out here at Cascades, but they do a heck of a business. Mm-hmm. Dairy Queen does a heck of a business. And so Pryor's is going to jump on board and ride this train.
Yeah. You really specialize on barbecue, don't you?
Yes. You won't find better barbecue. I mean, people go around and, I mean, I have people that come and say they move from the South and they don't know that I've competed in Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and I've set up at different fairs, and our cart sold more barbecue per vendor than any of them wherever we went. So we're not afraid of any competition.
How long have you been doing this?
Well over 30 years. Well over 30 years. Yeah, I started traveling in, oh my goodness, it had been early 90s, late 80s, and it's been good. But I just had to, you know, when you're burning the candle at both ends, you got to make a decision.
Yeah.
And it was keep traveling, trying to do the carnivals. I mean, they were good to us. Because we did the Carp Carnival, the Hot Air Jubilee, the Silver and Mustard, the Jackson County Fair.
Oh, you were everywhere.
We did that stuff for 27 years.
Yeah.
And but the thing is for me to keep doing that, and now that I'm older, you know,
Wiser.
I had to make a decision.
Yeah.
If you want to live a little bit longer.
So that's worked out well, though.
It's worked out. The decision and the timing, everything worked together for our betterment of our business.
Well, I know your burgers must be good because Steve Boyle's down there about every other day.
That's when he comes down to get his double cheeseburgers. I almost know. A lot of customers that come, I'll know their order before they get there.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Once you start finding out people's names and knowing them on a first name basis, you know, and you see them coming or you see their name pop up on the phone, you know pretty much what they're going to want.
So May 1st is the big day?
That is going to be the big day. And we're shooting for it, and we're going to make it happen.
You still do parties, catering, Larry?
You know, small things. We don't go out to the site. If somebody calls and they order, you know, 30 pounds of pulled pork or 50 pounds of rib tips, we'll have it done and ready, but they just have to have their own chafing lamps and their warming stations, you know, to keep stuff, you know, hot. But it'll be hot when we give it to them, hot and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, and you're open, I think.
Yes.
Aren't you open 7 days?
No, we're open 6 days.
6 days.
Okay. Yeah, we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. So those are our hours, and we had to take a day.
Rest up Monday.
Rest up Monday. And when we come in, we still have sometimes 70 to 100 missed phone calls. You know, so those are days that business will still be good, but we have to recuperate, you know, so we can be, you know, functioning at a fairly level pace.
Again, Larry's over on Prospect and what's the cross street there?
Prospect and Francis. And that's the closest.
Is that?
Or Prospect and 4th. We're right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right close to Habitat. It's 221 West Prospect.
What's the phone number if somebody wants to call in for the chili cheese dog?
517-960-7054.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
I sure appreciate it.
Larry Pryor.